The final coach on the teleconference will be Northwestern's Kelly Amonte Hiller. Moving her up from the 9:36 slot. Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Please start us out with an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and go straight to questions for you.
Sure. We're really excited for the season to start this week. We open up with Duke on Sunday. Could not be more excited about the Big Ten and the strength of the Big Ten coming into this year. And from our perspective, too, we have a new turf, new facility, so we're excited about that as well.
Fantastic. Let's go straight to questions from the media, please.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Megan Schneider with La Crosse Magazine.
Hi, Kelly. I just have a question about Selena Lasota. Obviously, a lot of eyes will be on her. She's seen the escorts in the past. She's probably expecting them this spring. Just what can you say about the support that she now has around her with Danita transferring in and then she's still Sheila National Bush? Just what can you say about the support around her so it's not all on her shoulders?
I would just say overall our whole team, you know, has that another year of experience. We played on offense, we played a lot of freshmen last year, and I think those guys, you know, they're battle tested. They went through ups and downs last season, so I think that they understand. You know, and I think Selena had a lot of attention on her last year too. So I think you know, the cast around her is ready and prepared for this season, and you know, we're really looking to try to play good team lacrosse this year.
And our next question comes from the line of Sarah Andrichik from BigTen.org.
Hi, Coach. So you talked about the new facility that you guys have up in Evanston. What does it mean to your team to be able to host this year's Big Ten tournament?
We're obviously really excited. I think Rutgers did a great job hosting last year, and, you know, with the Big Ten offices being in Chicago, I think it's a really exciting thing. You know, they're close by. We're going to do our best to really, you know, put on a great tournament. And, you know, I think the surface will be excellent. And there's some new things at the field as well. Still a little bit under construction, but should be finished pretty soon.
And we have a follow-up question from the line of Megan Schneider with La Crosse Magazine.
Hi, Kelly. Just in terms of the Big Ten Network, one, do you remember the first time Northwestern game was aired? And two, how do you see the growth of that coverage has grown? How has it grown since that first game you remember being covered?
I can't remember exactly, but
right.
Pretty much the year that the Big Ten Network started, we got coverage. Northwestern University made a big commitment just because of our success, and they were able to use some of their opportunities to get games on TV for lacrosse. So, you know, ever since the inception of the Big Ten, we've had several games on TV each year. And I think now, you know, having the Big Ten Game of the Week each week in the season, I just think it's amazing for our sport. Also having the preseason show, I just think the Big Ten Network does an excellent job with all the sports that they cover. And, you know, we're really excited to be, now that we're a sanctioned conference, we're really excited to be in that mix and gaining the coverage. I think in terms of women's lacrosse, you know, we have the best coverage out of any conference.
Coach, looks like we are all set. We appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for readjusting your schedule.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much for understanding.